President Bush plans to give a nationally televised address from Fort Bragg in North Carolina tomorrow night. The speech is at the heart of the administration's effort to reverse sharply declining support for the war in Iraq. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joins me now for some analysis. Juan, what is the president expected to say at Fort Bragg?
Well, Renee, he'll repeat that spreading democracy is very difficult work and say this is a moment, quote, a time of testing. He'll be surrounded by the troops and rely on public support for American military personnel to translate into support for his conduct of the war. He plans to stress to military families that those who have died have not died in vain, and the U.S. will not leave before a democratic Iraq is secure. The problem, Renee, is that the latest polls show a majority of Americans, 52%, believe the war is a mistake. Other polls have it even higher, and this is the lowest level of support since the war began. More than 1,700 Americans have now died in the war effort. The president will also argue that despite the ongoing violence, there is political progress being made since the U.S. handed control of the country over to Iraqi leadership, as he noted in a White House meeting with the Iraqi prime minister last week. He'll say that the Iraqis are on schedule to write a new constitution by mid-August, hold a referendum on it by mid-October. And as a bottom line, he'll advance the argument that victory in Iraq remains key to spreading democracy through the Middle East.
And what happens to the U.S. military commitment if the Iraqis miss those deadlines?
Well, that's a pretty good question, because we heard earlier Defense Secretary Rumsfeld say that, in a surprising statement, the U.S. military is not going to defeat the insurgents. He said the Iraqi government and its military will beat back the insurgents. The shift here is an emphasis from Secretary Rumsfeld and as well as President Bush in saying that this is not America's fight, but the new Iraqi government's fight, and the U.S. is just helping. It's interesting that the administration is not returning to an earlier strategy of promising to begin drawing down or bringing back some of the 140,000 troops in Iraq. In fact, Secretary Rumsfeld faced questions yesterday about whether he should be sending more troops over there to win the war once and for all. He answered that it's up to the generals to ask for more troops, and he said they haven't made such a request. So he made no mention of troop reductions.
Vice President Cheney and Deputy White House Chief of Staff Karl Rove are also playing a role in this White House effort to revive public support for the war.
Absolutely. The vice president sticking by his claim that the insurgency is, quote, in its last throes, although General John Abizaid, the top U.S. commander in the Middle East, told the Senate Armed Services Committee last week that more foreign fighters are coming into Iraq and the overall strength of the insurgency is the same as it was 6 months ago. Cheney also said public opinion polls on the war can go up and down, but the key is to stick with the principle of spreading democracy. Rove has launched a different line of attack, Renee. He told a group of conservatives in New York last week that after 9/11, liberals wanted to do therapy and prepare legal charges against terrorists instead of going to war. Rove's using a strategy that worked well during the presidential race. He's arguing that the GOP is seen as the better party to defend the United States, and the Democrats are weak on national security. The Democrats, for their part, continue to turn up the volume on their criticism as the support for the war has dwindled with the public. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi has now called the war a, quote, grotesque mistake based on bad intelligence about weapons of mass destruction.
Turning to another matter, Juan, and just briefly, today's the last day the Supreme Court will announce decisions for this term. There's speculation that Chief Justice William Rehnquist may announce his retirement. What would that vacancy mean for the Bush White House?
Intense politicking, Renee. If it's just the Chief Justice, the focus will be replacing him with a conservative who can both please the far right and win confirmation easily. If it's more than that, boy, you can expect that this will be a fight over the balance of power on the court.
Juan, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.